see we are starting to see that we're coming much closer to great holy ideas, 3 weeks. And of course, this is an awakening for us because I think the context in which we're in, I think there's been a lot of confusion. There's a lot of psychological and social relationships and so on. It's just been a lot of difficulty. And what we've been praying for is the bringing together of our whole parish once again, so that we can all worship together and we can bask, as it were, in the light of the resurrection, which is where we're headed in God willing. By the time Pascha comes, you'll see the church filled with people as it has been in the past. So today we have the publican and the Pharisee. And it says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. We just stop there for a moment. Seems to me that we, all of us, to some degree, trust in ourselves. And we think of ourselves as being certainly right, if not righteous. And I'm sure that all of us, to some degree, look from time to time upon others and despise them. I think that we all do that. And so it's powerful. He just very, very quickly and points out our own mentality. And so the Lord to illustrate this, that two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And of course the Pharisees were members of the temple organization, and they had this whole way of looking at things, and they clearly believed in their own righteousness. And here's the publican, in contrast, is one who believes firmly in his own righteousness, and the publican who is the tax collector. And I think that it's the case that pretty much always. There was this suspicion of tax collectors, particularly back then when perhaps accounting wasn't as precise as it has become in modern times. And the question was the tax collector taking what he should, or was he taking more than what he should, and what kinds of manipulation was there? And undoubtedly, the tax collector himself was probably continuously conflicted as to how to exercise his duties. So we have a Pharisee on one hand who believes in his righteousness and his holiness and adheres to all of the law, and then the publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed these things to himself. I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, and adulterers, even as this publican. It's fascinating because honesty, personal honesty about our inner thinking and life is often very difficult to achieve. And so, on the outside, we would like to think of ourselves as just and kind and patient and loving and merciful. And yet, there's this other little dimension that's behind it that often is looking at other people and saying, my word, what happened here? Why are these people this way? And of course, behind it is pride. And pride uses, as it were, the weaknesses often and the offenses of others as sort of a fulcrum to get leverage on believing that we are, in fact, there's almost different layers to our thinking. And we think of one layer, you know, marriage and work, and that layer, and then we have our social, you know, relationships is another layer, and then there's this critique of things is another layer. And somewhere in these layers of our thinking, we are like the Pharisee. He says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Justified in some ways. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. And he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And it's an amazing thing. Just hearing these words, which are the words of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we are in the right disposition spiritually, we have faith. And when we hear the word of God, we anticipate receiving not only instruction, but actually the light of Christ shining into our lives. When we hear these lines, these words of the publican standing afar off, and he would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And what's fascinating about this is we're all publicans. This is obviously the point here. And we, even at our best, we're still a publican. I think our best case is we're still a publican. And yet, we have this possibility of, as it were, entering into communion, into the love of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ through humility. And what the publican is doing, is God be merciful to him, he is a sinner. And he has his eyes down, and there is a sense of grief, and a sense of sadness, and an awareness of his own sinfulness. And in many ways, as I think maybe I tried to develop a little bit before, even the difficulty of his work, knowing that it's almost impossible for him to be just in everything, and here he knows that, and yet this is what he does. And I'm sure that he takes taxes where it's painful for the people, so he has all of this inside of him, and he cries out, God, be merciful to me. And I think wouldn't it be wonderful if we all could somehow enter into the depths of our hearts and stand before our Lord during this great and holy night and say, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And do this with true integrity and humility and crying out to our Lord. Again, it's not, while there are great stories and profound messages and out of which theology can be developed, the truth of the matter is, is communing with the mind of Christ. That's what he was doing. So they are the words, and yet it's this ability to penetrate into the words in such a way that the mind of Christ is shining his light upon you and upon us, upon the servant, of course. And it's the mind of Christ, this light, eternal light, enters into our hearts and our minds and cleanses them so that we not only remember the text, but we enter into this, the fathers call it theoria, which is this experience of the life of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And so our Lord tells us, I tell you, this man went down to the house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he who humbleth himself shall be exalted. So, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, as we approach our great Lord Lent, this week is Fast 3, and we have a regular week, and then it's cheese there, and the beginning of Sunday. Let us pray that we can find humility. If we can find humility,